Sudanese government officials said today they would not allow a UN human rights team to visit Darfur unless they replace a member of the delegation whom Khartoum says is biased. A six-member UN rights team was due to arrive this week to investigate alleged abuses. Christian Aid spokeswoman for the Eastern Horn of Africa is Caroline Wood. She spoke to us about the importance of the visit and the difficulty of gaining access to Darfur.
It's really important. I think the reason it's important, it's not just so that they can see what's happening, but so that they can raise international awareness of the situation. It's two high-profile visits, which means that the media, who can get quite tired quite easily of the same stories coming from Darfur for years now, it can maintain an interest. So it's very important. Perhaps the Sudanese government is nervous about, understandably nervous about how everything in Darfur is going to reflect on them. And so they're very keen to not let people in because it's a massive sort of, you know, festering wound on their governance record.